This is Ozarks at Large. It's not uncommon for local musicians to use their talents in a variety of bands. For example, Nathan Miller, who some may know as the mandolin player for Cletus Scottshott, he also performs in another band that is comprised of his relatives. East of Zion features Nathan, as well as his aunt and uncle, Pat and Mac Foltz, and their cousin, Jerry Hogan. East of Zion will perform at the Fayetteville Public Library Sunday afternoon as part of the Mountain Street Stage June Music Series. Recently, the four band members stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio and explained how they came up with the name East of Zion.
East of Zion, Pat and Mac came up with that. It's because they live East of Zion, right?
East of Zion community.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of a playoff of the book that was written about
our family.
Mac's mother, mm-hmm. aunt, and
my mom.
Singing in Zion. What is that about?
It's about the Gilbert girls' family. They're out in the Mayfield, Goshen, Zion area. They lived all in there, just like we all have sometime. And back in the early 30s, they were quite popular around the area out there in the country. Musicians, singers, and my mom played banjo.
Should back up a little bit. Most people don't actually know. The Zion community is a community that is on Old Wire Road. It's between Springdale and Fayetteville on the east side of town.
Yeah. And a lot of people know Zion Road.
It's a small community.
Zion Road actually runs over to it eventually. I was actually born out there.
Oh, okay. Remind me again how everybody's related here.
We are all family. I'm the youngest one, and this is aunt, uncle, and cousin.
Right. Okay. These are all my cousins.
Okay.
And we're actually related by our grandmothers. Well, yeah, my grandmother.
Right.
Uncle Mac's mother.
My aunt.
And his aunt. We're all the same person, one and the same.
This is her on the back of the book right there, Aunt Helen.
Okay.
Helen Gilbert Foltz.
So did you guys feel that you were destined to start a band? Did you feel like you had to, coming from a musical family?
I think it's just always been music in the family. It's just kind of...
We all kind of fell together at some point.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's just do this as a band.
It was just normal. It was just something that we all had when we grew up. Mm-hmm. There was lots of music in the family and stuff, and so it's a...
Yeah, I don't think these guys had a chance because Pat comes from another musical family with tradition, the Clark family. Her dad's a really fine singer-songwriter.
Oh.
And so there's like these three guys had no chance. I'm a latecomer. Didn't have any chance.
Latecomer as in you just?
Yeah, playing music. Yeah.
Oh, how recent?
About 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. And why did you decide to pick it up? Or what did you start learning to play bass?
Yeah, I learned to play bass. The truth is, I wanted to learn how to play bass to play one song with my older brother, who's been a country musician for years, singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I loved it so much, I just kept going.
Yeah, he says that, but the truth is that we'd all sit around playing music, and he wasn't playing, so we would put him over in the corner and we'd turn his chair so he had to look into the corner.
What was the one song?
I don't even know, just one of his. Just one of his. I just wanted to be able to do that. You know, I just wanted to do that.
When did you guys officially become a band?
Oh,
how recent is this?
I looked it up on a calendar.
Did you?
Because I knew we were going to struggle with this one. 2008 is when we actually became East of Zion.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Nathan, you were pretty busy with Cletus right about then. Nathan is from Cletus Scottshott as well.
Oh, okay. He plays with them on the side.
Sure. Was there anything in particular that spurred you to officially make that group?
Weren't we just kind of playing around in the garage?
Yes.
And just having so much fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you were wanting to play out more. I think you got with Cletus already.
We thought we'd just play now.
We thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, I remember when you guys brought that up. It was in the garage.
Mac and Pat had a Rhythm Method, which was a blues band, 10 years ago? Would be about the middle of the time. But anyway, they had for quite a number of years,
sure,
I think it was 12 years or so, they had a blues band. I was just like, when I finally got to play with them, I was, I'm not worthy, but they're going to
really
play
good
with them,
too.
So let's have a band.
It was a really good band, too.
Well, now, East of Zion, where do you guys typically play? I know Cletus Scottshott, I see you guys in bars often, but East of Zion, do you guys often hit the bars?
Oh, no.
No.
No, we're not a bar band.
We're usually in bed time by the time we start.
I know. Pat would do it, but I can't get Mac out. He's toes up by 8:30. He's like, no, I don't even leave the house. Oh, punk, I've already done that. that.
Threw you under the bus, Mac.
But no, we play it actually Jam and Java several times a year.
Yep.
And
private things and festivals. Yeah,
benefits.
And
Hazel Valley Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Used to play at Terra Studio some.
Okay.
And we're going to play on the 16th of June over here at the library.
Yes, going to be at the library for the...
Yeah, the Mountain, what is it called?
Mountain Street Stage June Music Series.
There you go.
Now, how often do you guys get to play together? You mentioned a bunch of little things, but do you have any regular gigs or... Is Jam and Java?
The regular gigs we have is family night.
Okay. When is family night?
Well, the family gets together and plays music, and we have friends, and it's just a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, yeah. It's mostly, there's us and Uncle Larry, Mac's brother, and then my mom, Mac's older sister.
My dad.
Yeah, your dad shows up.
And whoever wants to pipe in.
Which is one of the most fun things, because that's just like, that's the whole family. We're all getting together and just sitting
and just playing.
And that's kind of where it all started.
Playing music. Yeah, that's where it all started. But as far as like playing out gigs, what would you say? Once every 2 months on average?
No, I think about once a month during the... I call us a warm weather band.
Well, yeah, most bands are.
At least once a month, I think.
Okay.
In the summertime.
Well,
and just various about Fayetteville.
Sure. For people that haven't been able to catch you yet, how would you describe your sound to them? Oh, kind of a mix of different things.
It's anything from Bill Monroe to Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Mm-hmm. Americana, I think, fits us pretty good category.
Yeah, we'll be playing a song here, a couple songs here in a minute, so the folks out there can hear a little bit of it.
Perfect. That's what I love about.
Throw a song against the wall and see if it sticks.
And boy, a lot of them do.
Well, how do you decide what songs you're going to play?
We try a lot of them, and the ones that we like, we play, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, like the ones we're going to do today, we've done from the beginning and still love it. Love both of them. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean,
those are the ones that stick.
We all kind of bring songs in to the circle, and I don't know. I mean, for me personally, I'll just get on a kick with somebody, you know, especially lots of times, you know, maybe, I don't know, Ferlin Husky, or that's one of the ones I've been on recently. And even like Gene Autry, I went on a Gene Autry kick, you know, but just get on a kick and kind of dig out a few of their less well-known songs and work them up and throw them in.
Why the less well-known ones?
Because everybody knows the other ones. You know, we do those. We can do those too. But
sure.
It's fun. It's fun to learn the less well-known ones.
The B side. Mac and Nathan also write a lot of songs, and we're kind of slowly working those in.
Okay.
So you have the last year, I think the two of them have just written a ton, but it takes a while to work that up.
So maybe an album at some point.
Yeah,
we're working on that right now.
Good.
CD, some originals.
Well, I don't know whether we're two-thirds of the way through or still a half, but
it's hard to tell. It's quite a process.
Yeah. It'll depend on what that last session
sounds
like.
That last session, exactly. I'm waiting to hear the final say on the last session.
Now, have you guys been able, this is the first time you'll be performing in this series, and it's fairly new. Have you been able to catch any of the other sets over the last couple of years? Yes, you're nodding your head.
I have. I've seen Walter Savage, and I caught a little bit of the Adams Collins jazz trio the other day. That was really good.
Yeah? Did you do that?
Yeah. I love the jazz guys. I like to watch them. I have no idea what they're doing. That's why I like to watch them.
Have no idea what they're doing with their instruments?
But they're fun. Yeah, exactly. Especially the bass players. I go, I don't know what you're doing, but it's really good.
Do you guys have a set list at all for what you're going to be playing, or are you kind of going to make it up as you go?
Probably make it up as we go.
We usually do.
Is that not difficult to have a set list of songs?
Well, all our songs are 2 minutes or less. So we've got a lot of songs in 2 hours.
We have a very big book.
We have a book, and we just kind of flip through it. And a lot of times somebody will shake their head, nope.
Usually Mac says no, I don't
usually
like
Usually Mac will refuse.
No,
it's his job.
All right, let's do that one.
I will let him preview it first. So we don't have so much of that this time.
We have a nice base of songs that we work out of.
About how many would you say that you have?
Well, I think it's about 80 to 100 is our base.
How do you keep that all in your head?
We have a book. Yeah. We cheat.
I've always wondered, having that many songs in your repertoire, how you can keep the notes the same, or even the words when you're singing.
Well, a lot of them are committed to memory.
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially the playing part. That's kind of muscle memory stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Singing. Nah, I don't know. You just screw up. That's all there is to it.
That's why he picks the obscure songs. Nobody
knows the words, so they won't know if you've messed it up. That's a good plan. That's a good plan. I like that.
Yeah, when I drop the ball.
Well, you guys brought some instruments. You want to play something for me?
You bet.
Sure.
This song is Rabbit in a Log. Next one is, well, actually, it's one that Mom and Grandma and all them used to do a lot. We still do it, and it's just an old traditional gospel song. Daniel Prayed.
Daniel Prayed.
Oh. That was Nathan Miller, Pat and Mac Fultz, and Jerry Hogan, the four members of East of Zion, inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You can hear East of Zion perform at the Fayetteville Public Library Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 as part of the Mountain Street Stage June Music Series. The event is free and open to the public. For more information on the music series, visit faylib.org. For more information on the band, search East of Zion on Facebook.